This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're here in McAllen, Texas, where just moments ago, a busload of children were picked up by a church group. Now, we've seen the reports coming out of the South American countries. Many children are coming from these South American countries, surrendering themselves to Border Patrol, at which point they come to a place like this, or they're picked up by a church group, and then they end up at a military base. Now, as you can see behind me, there's a van that's ready to transport some children. I'm not sure if they're going to a military base. I'm not sure if they're going to another church facility. But as you recall, our reporters went to San Antonio, Texas, and encountered some children at a base there. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to come to this country. I understand this is the greatest country in the world, despite the problems that we have. But you have to do this the legal and lawful way, especially when we have veterans who cannot get care at the VA facilities, especially when we have veterans who are homeless in the United States of America. Yet we're bringing in people from other countries and housing them at our military bases. Right now, we see a van load of children. As I previously mentioned, they just recently entered this van. Now, where they're going, we're not sure, but we have very good reason to suspect these are illegal immigrants. Now, just moments ago, as we were watching that van leave, another van pulled up, more kids got in, and were taken off. Now, as I said, these children oftentimes are coming from Central American countries. They get picked up by a church group. They get picked up by the Border Patrol. They surrender themselves, and they end up at a military facility. Now, it just doesn't seem right to me that these children are at military facilities when our own veterans are sleeping homeless on the streets. You can come to this country, but you have to do it the legal and lawful way. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
And our reporters are on the ground. They filed out at about 6 a.m. this morning on the Texas-Mexico border. Hiding in plain view is not the immigration crisis that the mainstream media keeps calling this, as if it just happened like a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake. The issue is this is premeditated. Premeditated trafficking of children by the federal government and its NGOs that are like Acre. And we're looking into the organization, we're looking into the white vans, we're looking into that, but now they have found, since they filed this report this morning, they have found where the vans are indeed going. It's churches, and then they're staging them from there on flights and other bus rides around the country. And they're telling anybody from Latin America, you can get here, vans are waiting. And you're also, in many cases, bused to military bases. So this is a premeditated operation. I mean, we know it is by Obama and the globalists. We're looking at specific groups and organizations on the Texas border, and they're going to have more video stills and more. The crew went down there yesterday, and Jakari Jackson and others are doing a great job with Don Salazar and John Baum. And we're going to have a report from them later in the transmission once we get details together at about 12:30 or so today, about an hour and a half from now. Dr. Stan Monteith is going to be coming on the radio broadcast as well. I know he doesn't want to make an issue out of it, but he's been fighting the globalists for 50 years, syndicated radio host, good friend of mine, and he's had some health issues as of late. And I will see if he'll talk about that on air for folks, but serious health issues. And you notice he hasn't been doing his own radio shows as much as he had been. So he'll be joining us, a living legend for liberty. 30 minutes is all he can do. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour today. Now, that said, we're going to cover the huge situation in Iraq when we come back. More on the move to get our guns. And we're going to get into a lot of other important information here. here on the radio today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the two main websites.
Decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell
the headline is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Church group ships illegals deeper into the United States is the headline. Obama has encouraged illegals worldwide to come here. They will be instantly legalized once they get here, including children. So parents are now dumping their children off on aircraft or on Greyhound buses on the U.S. side of the border. Church groups affiliated with the Democratic Party load the illegals up, ship them in, and they are home free. Get them signed up for welfare, and then the churches get a nice cut of that in donations. So that's how that works. And then they vote to take our guns. They vote to fully enslave the nation. And that is the program. And they've done it in Europe as well. DrudgeReport.com, link to our article. Churches aiding invasion of illegals. That's right. That's what's going on here. That is exactly what's going on here. And above that article, teenage Latin horde, more than 35,000 entering Texas each month. That's a low number. And our people are there as buses pull up every few minutes, dumping off teenagers between 14 and 18. I guess because it's seen that, oh, it's the children. We've got to give them free welfare. This is incredible. Meth pours into Central California. Migrant surge jams border. American IT workers forced to train guest workers hired to replace them. That's from Computer World. GOP demands Obama deploy National Guard. Washington Times. Churches aiding invasion of illegals. Infowars.com. Teenage Latin horde. National Review. I mean, and then they spin it in the media like, don't you want to be nice to Latin Americans? What, you don't like them? Ladies and gentlemen, they're advertising that the border's totally open. Anybody can come here and have a baby for free or anything. We're going completely bankrupt. And again, I'll be honest with you. These people are all pro-gun, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. We do need more people in this country because we've aborted 53 million Americans since Roe v. Wade in 73. 74. Roe v. Wade was in 73, but started in 74, the abortion wholesale. But this is people with diseases, people with criminal records, people with no hope, people that are destitute, people with no education. It is the dregs of Latin America. 80% of immigration to the U.S. is now from Mexico alone, folks. That's what we talk about. That's the illegal immigration, 80%. But we talk about Latin America all day. Latin America's population is doubling every 30 years. And they're being taught in Latin America that America, that the American taxpayer is a piece of garbage, devil, gringo, pig, who was born to be Los Reconquistas by the La Raza. And it's all racial nomenclature funded by the Ford Foundation, the CIA, and others to make sure Latin America never becomes free. Latin America would be a wonderful place if they ever had any freedom. I'm trying to preserve a little bit of freedom we've got left here. This is chaos. The globalists are moving on every front to implode the world. They're putting Nazis in to overthrow Ukraine, start a war with Russia. Head of NATO says that Russia considers them to be an opponent, so they're preparing for basically war with Russia when the West is starting with Russia. Again, I'm not on, quote, Russia's side, but Russia's doing nothing to me. The giant embassy that cost $10 billion or whatever to build in Baghdad is falling to Al-Qaeda right now. USA Today reports, U.S. evacuates embassy as bombs fighting rock Iraq and as Al-Qaeda begins to enter the city. And this ISIS or ISIS group, folks, is Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia. Kurt Nemo wrote two articles yesterday. In fact, I meant to pull those. Guys, will you pull me out of the news archive? Thank you. And we have a skeleton crew today because John Bounds down at the border. He'll be joining us bottom of the next hour. And quite frankly, I've now reached the point where I'm having trouble doing this radio show. It's like reporting from a command base that's falling and being completely overrun. It's like saying Imperial troops have entered the base, Imperial troops have entered the base. To use a cheesy analogy from Empire Strikes Back. And the general public still has no idea that worldwide the criminals that run our country are imploding us financially, imploding our borders, imploding Eastern Europe, imploding Iraq. Mainstream news admits in the back of the paper, yeah, Saudi Arabia and the West helped arm this ISIS group in areas they controlled in Syria to now pour across and take over Iraq. That was always the plan. And they've got the police nationwide training right now to take on the Tea Party veterans and gun owners. And they're going to do it and cause a civil war here, just like they're doing in Iraq or Syria or Ukraine or Libya or Egypt. This is global Illuminati revolution. This is what they did in France. They tried to do it here, but patriots took it over away from them and redirected it, so we got the Republic. And from the time of the Jacobins in 1800, they have always been swearing to retake this country. And it is a political philosophy of order out of chaos. And until the public figures that out, we don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of doing anything about this. I mean, this is so serious that I'm like someone that's lost family members. I mean, this, watching this country die. I mean, I'm not putting on a joke here. The crew knows it. I'm barely, almost didn't go on air today. Because I don't know if I can sit here for 3 hours and even look at this going on anymore. Man, I mean, and then I look at the yuppies who've been pre-programmed to take everything like it's no big deal. And to take the border being fully imploded and Democratic Party operative churches. I mean, the Catholic Church called for it 2 years ago. All these big Baptist churches, Methodist churches, I don't care who they are, they're doing it. Down there, busing the illegals in, saying all immigrants are just humans, let them in. But I can't go to any of their countries and get anything free. Now, it's only politically correct that we pay for everything, and it's a total plan. And then even the Liberty Movement doesn't understand what's happening to them. I see the headlines about crisis on the border. It's not a crisis in the word the people are saying, like it just happened. We've got on screen right now, if you're a TV viewer, shots of the buses coming in from Mexico with the kids with no parents being put on church buses and shipped to churches. And we've got our reporters there. I want them to tenaciously go in and say, who's funding this? And where are these children's parents? And nicely ask, you know, oh, so these children are from Mexico. And again, there's no border patrol now. They've been told, stand down. At the border, the buses pull in, past the border patrol. They pull up, their kids get off, they get on buses and come into the U.S. They're in the U.S., but if I want to go to Mexico and I fly in, why's your passport only got a year left on it? What are you carrying in your bags? Are you a drug dealer? And I always look at them. I'm flying from Europe, doesn't matter. And I go, everybody knows the government ships most of the drugs in and launders the money. I don't have any drug record. You just scanned my passport. This is all just social engineering to make me feel like I'm a bad person that can't be trusted. You know this country's wide open. Folks, I've been flying all over the country and seeing the illegals waving a piece of paper, consul matricula, and the TSA takes them to the head of the line and they let them through with no proof. The truth is, it's all a joke, okay? The TSA and the Border Patrol are there to train us. Now, the Border Patrol has been doing a hard job for a long time. Now they're like TSA, and they don't like what's happening. But now they're being told, you're there to supply diapers and hot formula to the illegal alien babies when the mamas get off the planes and when the mamas come across. I mean, this is 100% premeditated revolution against this country. And it's the MS-13 and the Mexican mafia and all of this, totally racial, totally criminal, totally dedicated, all over the United States. I mean, really, they don't really target white people. The MS-13 and targets other Hispanics and blacks. And that's a well-known phenomenon from Texas to California. Of some weekends, 20-plus blacks are shot as their old gang territories are destroyed and shoved into tiny black islands. That's part of what's going on in Chicago. I mean, this is just a mess, folks. This is a total mess. There it is. Mexican cartels allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. And these drug cults worship the Grim Reaper, folks. So they're all, it's a death cult, into being killed. So the police are scared of them, too. Just totally desperate people from a totally failed, collapsed Mexico, where now a female and male version of the Grim Reaper are worshipped. I'm not talking about Day of the Dead, folks, where you remember your ancestors. I'm talking about actual death worship. And the average American has no idea what's even going on. I mean, this country is in free fall right now. Free fall. This is the age of revolution. The globalists are bringing in the collapse worldwide. Undoubtedly, this is only the beginning. It's only going to accelerate now. And we're just sitting here watching it.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Heaven is on the TV.
trying to be negative here.
What life is really worth.
But we are facing 21st century warfare right now. And I don't know how much worse it's got to get before people stop complying with the system. We have a system where justice has been turned on its head, where everything is inverted. I mean, you can type into a search engine, churches call for borders to be opened, churches call for all migrants to be legalized. That's 7 billion people. That destroys markets. When someone at IBM, all the IBM engineers I know 4 of them, in a neighborhood I lived in years ago, stayed in contact with them, all of them lost their jobs in the last 4 or 5 years. They were made to train end-to-end replacements who were paid about a quarter what they are, and then they lost their jobs, and then their end-to-end replacements trained more end-to-end replacements, and then they had their pay cut even more, and then IBM moved to India. And the standard was so low that it didn't even raise the standard of the Indians. See, you would pay the Indians a good amount and pay the Americans a good amount, and then everybody could buy services from each other, and that raises the standard. Ross Perot talked about this. This is well-known economics 101. If you want economics to pay your people enough so they can buy your Ford Model T, that's not done now. And it's done to destroy the country. And it's that issue that I come to grips with, that now the illegals are here being hired, and they're replacing what's left of American workers. And then those people just go on the unemployment rolls or get a part-time job. And then you can't pay the taxes and regulations of the part-time job, so you finally give up and go on welfare. And they've got well over 50% now on welfare. Over 100 million people are on welfare now. And I said that in a video last week. And I saw comments on the YouTube saying, you're a liar, 100 million aren't on welfare. So I went and I searched it, and there it was, 101,800,000+ about a month ago from the Department of Labor and statistics saying that. 100+ million people are on welfare of some form or another. Right at 50 million on food stamps on top of it. What do you do under an Agenda 21 Cloward and Piven program, and we're living it, and it's going to destroy the country, and it's going to turn us into a third world hell pit with cops in black uniforms with machine guns everywhere like North Korea. And our government is openly arming Al-Qaeda and other Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia, all over the Middle East, set up a base on the Iraq border with Syria, and then launch this ISIS attack, launch this ISIS attack, potato, patata, launch this ISIS attack. Now, there's the headline. Over 100 million now receiving federal welfare. Let's scroll down. That's out of the Washington Examiner, but the figures are out of the U.S. Census Survey of Income Program Participation, Senate Budget Committee. Yeah, 100 plus million. And then that's not counting the 30 million illegals. And then I'm sitting here knowing all the players, knowing the groups. Baghdad's about to fall with that $10 billion embassy. It's a giant torture control base. It's going to be a Saudi Arabian command base hooked into all the wireless cameras and surveillance grids so that Saudi Arabia, through Iraq, can now launch an attack on Iran, a replay of the Iran-Iraq war of the 80s. And our controlled corporate whore media knows the public so neutralized and brain damaged that they're telling them that Obama you know, doesn't know what to do to fight Al-Qaeda taking over Iraq. It's all premeditated.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I just talked to our three reporters and a camera person on the Texas border, where buses are coming across without Border Patrol being allowed to inspect them, disgorging groups of youth from Latin America, mainly Mexico, who are then loaded on buses and other vans and taken to private churches and other facilities all over the country. The churches are premeditatedly being involved in this lawless takeover that is sanctioned by the government and the trafficking of the young children into the nation that Obama has encouraged. Our reporters are going to some of these churches right now. Then they're going to go back and show more video of the illegals disgorging. Now, dinosaur-run media will not cover this, or they call it a crisis that just happened. We don't know why. All of Latin America is in deep trouble. Even countries that were doing better like Brazil are. The Caribbean's crime rate has more than doubled. Just type in the search engine, Caribbean crime rate increases. It's all falling apart. The world is in a global depression. And Obama is saying, if you can get here, you're legal. 30-plus thousand children a month at one border area of Texas alone that the Border Patrol is catching and then been ordered to release. And I have the Huffington Post right here, because I mentioned this earlier, and the crew Googled it. Church groups ship illegals deeper into the U.S. Why DHS detainment facilities, military bases are swamped. Church groups welcome illegals with open arms. The Tea Party's reporting on that. And then I have the Huffington Post article right here about a tweet put out last week. New annual job rating areas, babysitting, diaper changing, burrito wrapping, cleaning cells. What's this? That's put out by the Border Patrol. And they responded, the Huffington Post went with this saying, you're a racist. Let the racism flow. Folks, imagine if 30 million Americans, black, white, Hispanic, showed up in Mexico City or in Caracas or in Brasilia or in, I don't know, what's the capital of Guatemala? And said, hey, we're landing. We're here for the free stuff. They would laugh at you, throw you into jail for a week, beat you up, suck 50 grand out of your family, or you would starve in a dirt bottom jail. You get caught doing one illegal thing in Mexico, being drunk driving in, and they're going to beat the hell out of you and suck and run a credit check on you and take your money. And that's called loving and good. They'll do it to white, Hispanic, black. They don't care. But that's okay. But you go to the United States and do it. Oh, my gosh, open arms. This is how political correctness was designed to kill us. And the country's going to collapse. So, hey, if you don't like, you know, having a job and owning your own house and prosperity, you should love this, because just watch. This country is going to be in total depression beyond what it's already in when they're done with this. It's a stated plan. And again, I am not ashamed to sit here and talk about this, but I will say to you again, I don't say this because they're pushing the race. Their race label stuff means nothing to me. I could care less what color you are. This is a globalist program. Just like I oppose the globalists turning Iraq over to Al-Qaeda and killing every Christian they find, every Shiite they find. It's offensive, evil, proxy civil war. I oppose putting actual Heiling Hitler Nazis in control of Ukraine and calling it a peaceful revolution and calling it an elected government when it wasn't. I just oppose evil. I oppose injustice. It's not like I'm even some goody-two-shoe. You let evil run rampant, it's over, folks. Now, he's going to be with us a little bit in the next hour, and then he's got to go. Dr. Stan Monteith of RadioLiberty.com has been fighting tyranny for over 40 years. 35 years, he was an orthopedic surgeon in Santa Cruz. He led a delegation of physicians to the House Delegates of California Medical Association for 10 years. He's reached millions of people. He's a best-selling author. He wrote AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and documented that it was basically a bioweapon pointed at minorities. And he's an amazing individual. And he spoke, we ought to find that and play it tonight, intersperse it with this interview. He spoke a few years ago when I spoke to a packed crowd in Santa Monica. That was another speech I gave. That was in Santa Cruz, there for the KSCO folks. And he doesn't like to talk about it. But I wondered why, when I heard his local radio show, when I heard him, a local affiliate, he's out in California, when I heard it here in Austin, why I wasn't hearing him on the air anymore. So I made some phone calls and learned that he has a very serious form of cancer. I know he's 80 plus years old, and nobody lives forever, but I hope he can stay here a lot longer. This is a guy that's broadcast 6 hours a day on four different radio shows he would do to over 100 affiliates for decades. And when we talk about the icons like Ron Paul and so many others that have come before us, the Red Beckmans, the G. Edward Griffins, the Anthony Suttons, there have been so many. Dr. Stan Monteith is just an incredible debt. And that's why people tell me how great I am all day. or what a wonderful job I've done. Again, he isn't here for credit. He doesn't want credit. He didn't want to talk about his illness. But I want everybody to pray for Dr. Stan, but also just be thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith, because so much of what we know today is because of him. And he has a book and film archive that he's offered for us to go into and copy. We haven't had the time or energy. We were out here interviewing him a few years ago. He had the flu and would go and lay down because we'd flown out there for about 30 minutes, go be sick in the bathroom, come out, do 30-minute interview, come back and do it again. That's the dedication of a doctor, a medical doctor, like Ron Paul, like Dr. Larry McDonald. So many of the great super patriots have been medical doctors, and we just are so thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith. And I know today before he came on, he said, I don't want to talk about me. He told the folks this morning, I don't want to talk about my illness. I want to come on and talk about what's happening in Iraq and what's happening here and about the big picture. But I talked to him before the break. I said, people care about you, and we need to talk about it and discuss it. So Dr. Stan Monteith, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend, and we just are really thankful for all you've done. How many years have you been fighting the New World Order? I know it's over 40, isn't it?
I started in 1962, so it's been 52 years.
52, okay. I was going off an old bio, so 52. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, because and tell folks about what you're going through right now.
Well, basically, I'm retired orthopedic surgeon. I do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and what a privilege it is to get the information out. Now, as far as my illness is concerned, I have a T-cell lymphoma, which, of course, I had no idea until suddenly the lymph nodes came up all over. But fortunately, why we have here in Santa Cruz some excellent conventional doctors tied into Stanford, and they started me on chemotherapy, and all the lymph nodes are gone. Now, I also certainly am taking the finest alternative medicine, and we have several friends I've known for many years. One of them, Dr. Russell Blaylock, I think he's the finest alternative medical specialist in the country, and he's outlined a program for me of alternative treatment. And the amazing thing is about the alternative treatment is they potentiate the action of the chemotherapy. The chemotherapy just kills every cell, kills all the every new cell that comes up, all the normal T cells, all the cells in your bone marrow, they kill everything. And basically, that is bad, and they kill everything that is good. Well, basically, the alternative medicines potentiate the action of the chemotherapy in killing the bad things, but actually protect the good cells. So this is what we're doing. And all in all, I feel pretty good. I feel very, very tired, but my mind is working. And we have 6 treatments. We've actually had 4 of them now. And I'm guardedly optimistic about it, what's going to happen. All we can do is wait and see and pray. It's really in God's hands. But we do covet the prayers of your listeners, Alex, and hope that people, if God wants me here for another 3 or 4 or 5 years, why, they will be here. I really sort of want to see what's happening, because we are entering a very, very difficult time, and I'm really very, very concerned about what's going on over there in the Middle East. And let me just comment on that. Basically, what we're seeing in the Middle East today, with this war in Iraq, is exactly what we saw during the Second World War. And what am I talking about? Well, basically, we are funding the Shia Muslims in Iraq. We are funding the Sunni Muslims in Iraq. We're funding both sides. And it really doesn't make sense unless you understand World War II. And this is one of my recent studies. And the most frightening thing is the realization that we funded the Nazis all during World War II.
Just like Anthony Sutton, the congressional hearings confirmed what McCarthy has said, the Soviets were funded all along by the robber barons, even during the Vietnam War. That's all declassified now. Our own government put Mao Zedong in to kill 80-plus million of his own people. It's the globalists above the nations playing them off against each other.
Absolutely. We funded both sides during the Vietnam War. But more than that, I mean, we funded the Nazis during the Second World War, and basically the information is there. The books have been written by responsible people. Anthony Sutton wrote about this, and at the time, it just didn't make any sense. But now there's a fellow named John Loftus who's written a book called America's Nazi Secret. And John has had a security clearance three levels above top secret.
That's right. He's at the highest levels of the Justice Department and in national security with the FBI. We've had him on the show, and he's confirmed that it wasn't just a rat line, that the Nazis were fully in a double deal with the West. Well, you know about the McCormick-Dickstein Committee.
Sure.
They tried to overthrow the U.S. in the mid-30s, but Smedley Butler blew the whistle on them. We almost went under not even a Nazi regime, but under a eugenics regime funded by the globalists. But then the globalists double-crossed the Nazis themselves. That's why Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine twice as Man of the Year, as a great guy.
Well, you know, one of the most incredible stories is of the escape of Adolf Hitler. Now, I would say that there's not one person in a thousand in America who believes that Adolf Hitler didn't die in the bunker there in Berlin. I mean, we've been told that for years. And yet, of course, I've actually talked to at least three men who've been to South America who talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler till he died in 1965. Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape to South America. He and Eva lived there comfortably, for a number of years, for almost 20 years after the war ended. And the fact that they've been able to conceal that information from the American people is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over almost every means of dissemination of information in the United States, except for alternative media, which is what you do so well. Well, I mean, this is the most amazing story. We have actually several books written by people who have looked into this. And one is written, I'm sure you know Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he's certainly a very reliable Harvard-trained person, writes for World Net Daily, and he's written a book on Hitler's escape. There's another one called The Great Wolf. Another one written by a fellow named Shark, who writes The Shark Hunters. And basically, Adolf Hitler escaped. Now, if that is true, then it means that almost everything we have been told by the media through the years is a lie, and as you and I both know, it is a lie. And until we get the American people to understand we're being lied to, and we are being lied to, nothing's going to change. But if we're going to turn this thing around, we're going to have to get people informed, and then they're going to have to get involved. And one of the biggest problems is, Alex, is that the average individual, well, he may vote or he may not vote, and he's going to tell other people, but people have to start getting involved in the local political system, in their communities. We're going to have to take America back from the bottom up, because there's control from the top down. And basically, the other side's working every day. Our people don't even want to spend one night a week involved. I would say to every one of your listeners, you've got to get started today, putting it at least one day a week in the political process locally, supporting the local politicians who are honest, get rid of the local politicians who are bad, contribute your money, help get the information out, start talking to people, and get them involved in the political process, and simply change our entire local structure. We need to change our voice of supervisors, our city councils, our school boards, and we need to start taking America back. And if we don't do it, we're going to lose by default.
Well, undoubtedly, if it wasn't for you and so many others that came before you in the last 52 years that you've been fighting, they would have already gotten their program through. But in their globalist own words, they admit they're trying to create an artificial synthetic reality for us,
right,
encapsulated, where everything's basically like Times Square with their disinformation, overthrowing reality so they can sell us on all the unnatural things they want to do. They want to play God. And when you find out that all the major things we've been told are a lie, and then you look at how anti-human the controllers are, you come to the realization that they are occultist. And I know in your book, bestseller, Brotherhood of Darkness, that WorldNet Daily and others helped put out, that you break this down, all these different cults, all these different groups, Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, you name it, they're all really satellites of the same fellow traveler system. Doctor, can you speak to the Brotherhood of Darkness and what their goal is?
Well, basically, you know, how do you make any sense out of what's going on? People will always tell to the enemies of communism. No, we finance communism. This is deception. The enemies of fascism and the Nazis. And basically, this is all a lie. I mean, how do you understand what's going on? How do you understand the series of wars we had, the First World War, the Second World War, and the coming Third World War? Well, you can only understand this when you understand that there is another force there. The people on the right think that the left controls what's going on. The people on the left think that the people on the right control it. And they're both wrong. There is this other group, and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But they are made up basically of people of great wealth who are deeply involved in the occult. And they actually rely on supernatural occurrences. They actually have supernatural power. These people have wealth beyond comprehension to the average individual. And we're talking about people like the Rothschilds. We're talking about people like the Rockefellers, the Whitneys, and the dozens of people that Professor Quigley names in his book, A Tragedy in Hope, A History of the World in Our Time.
Stay there, Dr. Stan Monteith. Stay there, my friend. We'll come back and talk about the top of the pyramid, who the Brotherhood of Darkness are, and what their goals are. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check out Dr. Stan Monteith's website, RadioLiberty.com.
This hour of GCN programming proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. You're aware of cell phone and wireless health and privacy concerns, right? BlockItPocket.com is the source for all your wireless health and privacy answers. BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to fight tyranny, and it's time to fight again. I'm Tisha Cassidy, and I'm running as an independent for Congress in Colorado. I fight to end the military police state, ban GMO toxic foods, and abolish legal tender laws. Consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive a gift to awaken others. I need and appreciate your support. Please donate at Cassidy2014.com. That's Cassidy2014.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can look it up, 36,000 high-level Nazis in every field of science and politics were brought here and put in charge of the entire bureaucracy in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Anyone who's a graduate student of that age will tell you they were taught by a Nazi in probably half of the departments. It wasn't just NASA. It wasn't just economics. The CIA had Klaus Barbie and all of them brought in top Nazis. I mean, my grandfather used to be a lease hound for oil companies out in West Texas, New Mexico, and the Nazis would live on the bases, and you know, they'd be at the bars, the only place you get a chicken fried steak, and some of the guys, sometimes the Germans would get smart mouthed about, oh, we would have kicked your ass, blah, 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 and there'd be fist fights and things, and I remember him just barely mentioning people getting in fights with them and stuff when I was a little kid, and you hear your grandpa talking about this kind of stuff, and you don't believe it, just sounds crazy. And now they brought in, you know, all these other globalists. They brought in the former East Germans to set up Homeland Security. And it just shows how evil the people are that are running things. So Dr. Stan Monteith was bringing that up. You were getting into the Brotherhood of Darkness, though. It's all about betrayal. And it's always about betraying the last group they funded for the next group. It's full spectrum dominance. It's control both sides of the chessboard. That way you own the board itself, and the public's always opting in to the construct you've given them. But at the top of the pyramid, Dr. Stan Monteith, icon of the Awakening Liberty Movement, what is at the top of the pyramid? What is their end-game goal if they succeed?
Well, basically, what is so difficult for most people to believe is that there really is a supernatural component to life. I mean, how we live, we were born, and go through life, we die. But if there is certainly much more to life than simply that, there really is a God. There really are supernatural forces. And once you have a personal relationship with our Lord, or you'll see Him interfering and certainly interjecting Him into your life almost on a daily basis, it's almost impossible to believe. But I'm sure that you and other people who are Christians see that influence.
No, I've experienced so much providence, and then I feel ashamed that I'm given this many chances and this much providence. I mean, is that what it feels like for you?
Amen to that. But God is guiding us, and there's a small number of us who are out there on the front lines of this battle being protected and getting the word out. And I'm just hoping and praying that more and more people will turn to God and get involved in this. We're not going to be able to defeat all these wicked people on our own. Well, with God's help, we can. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is really a spiritual battle. And we need God's help, and God will help us if we ask for it, but unfortunately, America as a nation has rejected God. We are a post-Christian nation, and I really fear that God is going to bring His judgment on this nation. I think that's the biggest thing that we have to look forward to now. In fact, there's one thing that Thomas Jefferson said, I will never forget it. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten? That liberty is the gift of God. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever. And I really fear God is going to bring His judgment on this country unless there is a massive revival. I don't see it coming. My job is to do what I do.
Well, stay there. We're going to come back, sir, with 5 more minutes with you, and then I want to get you back as soon as possible, Dr. Stan Monteith. But here's the issue. In my gut, I feel the hedge of protection is being removed. That's the dread I feel. We see everything accelerating. I want to ask you where that's all going. Then we're going to the border to talk to our reporters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.